see, I didn't see what you had tried to bring up from Toys R Us, so let me know afterwards what you were trying to bring out. But let's pick up with one of the tzarachiyuns that we had left off with yesterday. In my mind, there are two tzarachiyuns that are remaining that we had mentioned from yesterday, and that is in our sugya Rabba and Lishma. Rashi tells us on the Beis on the Beis that simply saying Fanetam is not going to be enough. You're going to have to be Memela Shaydinanle. Well, Rashi and Gimel Alf mentioned that, but he also mentioned what we're going to see is Tosis' chat that Fanetam is Stam Lishma. That was one Tzarafim, why Rashi changed his mind. And the other Tzarafim is going to be the connection between what we're going to review again inside. The Tosos, the first part of Tosos, and the second part of Tosos. So let's take a look again. I'm going to go through it quickly, but it never hurts to read Tosos over again. I never met anybody that read Tosos over another time and regretted it. Never. The fish ain bikin l'shma says Tosos v'im tomer ma'ishna l'shma the ain bikin mishar helchus gittin k'gol mechuber v'shina shma u'shma. Yisrael clarifies Shina Shema Ushma means that you don't write the appropriate name. Let's say you write the nickname instead of writing in the get the name of the person, instead of writing his name as being John, you wrote Big J. So in such a case, that would not be acceptable. Shina Shema Ushma, you're not supposed to write his nickname. V'nichtav b'yom v'nechtav b'layla, or v'nichtav b'yom v'nechtav b'layla. So why is it that l'shma we're particularly choshesh for that? Ve'ein l'omar, did knock out l'shma v'shkiach tvei v'nishkach get, sheshmo kishmo u'shma kishmo. And don't say that that's more common. In other words, what Tosis is saying is like this, that it's more common and therefore we're mentioning that, but it applies to all other halachos as well. Then Tosis goes on to explain why it's more common. Because sometimes you have people who have the same names and you'll send it to her. And sometimes the sofer, he's writing a get and he'll make a mistake. And then he'll use the get interchangeably for somebody else. But the same would apply to other Hilchos Gittin as well. So Tosis says, don't say that the same would apply to other Hilchos Gittin as well. And just because Lishma is more common, as we mentioned above, so that's why we emphasize Lishma Mikin Lishma. But Mechuber is also going to be a problem. Nechta B'yom Nechta B'layla is going to be a problem. Zeyno, that's not correct. Because we see later on, the Gemara equates Gitei Nashim Shukurei Avadim, and the Gemara there asks, what about the halacha of Lishma by Shukurei Avadim, Vayika Lishma? So Bishleim L'Rabba, so the Gemara answers, according to Rabba, we already mentioned that, because Hainu Molech Umevi, that is the halacha Molech Umevi in the Mishnah by Gitei Nashim. El L'Rabba Kasha, but the Gemara there says, for Rabba will be difficult, because there is a requirement of Lishma, and the Mishnah had not mentioned it. And then the Gemara goes on and says, Vesu, another kasha, Bein l'Rabba, Bein l'Rabba, Ha'ika m'chuber. There's also m'chuber, chuber is not mentioned. Close quote. Alma deduces Tosis, l'Rabba dafka nokat l'shma. Rabba emphasized specifically l'shma, v'chlal molech u'mevi, and that's included in molech u'mevi, the Gemara says. V'lo nakat, and there's a separate category, m'chuber, because the Gemara asks, what about m'chuber? But if you assume that l'shma is just a title word, that means to include all other psulim, so then in such a case, the Gemara wouldn't have asked, v'ika m'chuber. M'chuber is included in the previous category. It must be that when we're talking about l'shma, we only mean l'shma, and not all the other psulim. Hence, Rabbeinu Tam learns of Farsh Rabbeinu Tam, the B'chol Hilchos Gittin B'kiyin, that in general they know all Hilchos Gittin. El Hach Drasha, the B'kasav of L'shma, ain't a near Islamiker Drasha. They didn't follow this halacha of L'shma in Chutz Laaretz. The Ein B'kiyin, and what does it mean, therefore Ein B'kiyin? We have to fudge what Ein B'kiyin means. It's not that they're not B'kiyin, they know all of their Shulchan Aruch. But in their Shulchan Aruch, what's the Vart Rabina says that in America it's not the pshat that they're making sneeze, it just doesn't appear in that Shulchan Aruch, right? So that's the exact same thing over here. The pshat is that Baki, it's not the pshat that they're lenient in it, but rather it doesn't, ain't bikin, means that it's not in their Shulchan Aruch. It's not that they miss that day in the Halacha Yomi. It's just that in their Shulchan Aruch, they're careful what they, what's in their Shulchan Aruch they have. But it doesn't appear in their Shulchan Aruch at all. L'drasha d'lishma. And then tells us that parenthetically, we're going to have later on that actually later even they learned about Lishman Chutz La'aretz. Pirush La'achar Shekiblu. That doesn't mean that they learned it, but then they actually had to change their Shulchan Aruch. They had to add more pages into the Shulchan Aruch. Joe mentioned to me a good kasha from his ninth Seder Chavrus in the name of Ramosha Feinstein. It bothered me also, so I'm glad to hear that Ramosha asked this question. Ramosha was bothered by that. This becomes extremely problematic. If these guys don't accept the drushos of Chazal, so ein miris lahem. So if the pshat is that it's better sometimes for people who just they're lenient on it. They know it's in Shulchan Aruch, but they just assume they could be lenient about it. That exists someplace. Then there are some people who say, no, that halacha doesn't apply anymore today. The Shulchan Aruch says that women are not supposed to get an aliyah, and that halacha doesn't apply. We ripped that out of the Shulchan Aruch. So that's much more problematic. If a person is kofar in the drasha of Chazal, leaving aside the mistake about chatzachalit to give a woman an aliyah, but if a person is kofar in a drasha in Chazal, so then in such a case, then there are not bikoris. So then that becomes much more problematic. So over here, these people, forget about that they don't know all of the halachos. Problem is now, Tosis seemed to have, at first glance, made all of Chutz La'aretz and Tapi Karsin. So that's a shtickle problem. Now obviously, so it is a problem. It is a problem. Not everybody in Chutz La'aretz is an apikoros, chas v'chalila. By the way, some guys get very from in Eretz Yisrael. It's beautiful. Matov v'manoim. You should know that there is a tafkid for Jews in Chutz La'aretz. There are many holy Yidden in Chutz La'aretz, and there is a particular role of the diaspora, not just to send money to Eretz Yisrael, so that's important too. But there's a very, very important role of the diaspora, and sometimes when guys get very from in Eretz Yisrael, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I don't mean to chas v'chalila negate it one bit. And there are many chesronos in many of the communities in diaspora, but there are some very, very beautiful things there as well. And one has to go back, you should go back with respect and a tremendous hakara. We just mentioned Ramosha Feinstein's kasha, that it doesn't seem that we're talking about apikorsis. On the other hand, it sounds like it's apikorsis. So what's going on? So I just saw a quote from Ramosha just on Shabbos, an amazing quote. A boy asked Ramosha, what should I do during Bein HaZmanim to say strong? How do I stay strong in Bein HaZmanim? Give me some suggestions when I'm going back home. So the boy was really surprised, and I think Ramosha's Kedarko B'Kodesh, Ramosha said something which resonates a lot to me in discussing with Talmidim. It resonates a lot. Ramosha said, does the Rav give a shir, a halacha shir, between Mincha and Ma'ariv? In many synagogues, what happens is they daven Ma'ariv right away, right? Not the ideal way, right? The ideal thing is to wait for a while. It's not on some level, it's not ideal. Mincha right before Shkia, and Ma'ariv right after Shkia. So what do many communities do? The rabbi gives, he said, the times, and when Shachris is for the next week, and so on. And then he says, a minute dvar halacha. By the way, I was in a shul near you, Joe, and I was furious. That's connected to Ramosha. It's the only time I got angry. I didn't get it. Maybe it's something wrong with me. I didn't get angry in other things. But I was absolutely furious. I was fuming inside. We met each other in that shul. And I was fuming inside that somebody got up. It wasn't even a rav. Maybe that's how they justify. Somebody got up to say a dvar halacha, and three quarters of people were talking. Chutzpah. Such a chutzpah. I still have that room. I still have very uncomfortable associations with that. It bothered me terribly. Anyhow, Ramosha asked him, it's connected to this. Ramosha asked him, does the Rav give a Dvar Halacha? He said, yes. So he said, make sure that you go to Dvar Halacha and listen. That's what Ramosha said. Make sure. That was his Eitzah for him for the Bein HaZmanim. Ramosha understood how hard it is for a rabbi in a community to get people to learn for a Dvar Halacha, and to even learn for a minute. Ramosha understood that. And he understood that the yeshiva bacham already, you know, they want to chazer all the masechta that they learned, and they want to do the tesis, and they want to do the iyun. Ramosha said, make sure that you listen to the Dvar Halacha. So, yes, there are many challenges in the Chutz La'aretz, but a person has to realize that there are some very, very special things that go on there as well. So hence, Ramesha asked, at the end of the day, what's the apikorsis over in here? Yeah, how could it be that it... So, by the way, part of the answer, obviously, is that Tosis didn't say that they were in any way apikorsim. What did Tosis say? Tosis said... Tosis' lashon was... What was his lashon? His lashon was... Einoniris lehem. That was his lashon. Einoniris lehem. Iker drasha. So there's two things that are interesting. There are some modifiers here in the Tosis that require explanation. Number one, the word niris. And number two, iker. He didn't say... He said niris. He said... And he said iker. So that... there's obviously something here that's going on. Okay. Tov. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. Now, certainly in Yenenu, Rabbeinu Tam says the bechol el chaskit and bikin el the half drasha v'kasa l'shma ain nir slam ikur drasha v'ain bikin pirush ain choshen l'drasha to l'shma l'achar shlundu l'kamon pirush l'achar shikiblu v'had the pirush ha-kuntris. And then Tosis goes on. Now he has something to pick with Rashi. Rashi added my Mela Shailinan Le Yhabalishma. But Omar in. And he says yes. Hey Nir, that's not correct. Lomishtam Bishum Dukti Shaitzarach Lishol. Number one, it doesn't mention anywhere in Shas that you have to ask. Just said the Fanechta Fanechta. But Od, Dimkain Lemika Bignayim Tarach Lishol. Why is that not mentioned? It's an afkamina. Vomeri, the stum lishmo kamasid, kidapirish bikuntris nami bisum. So he says, like Rashi himself in Gimel Med Aleph says that the Fanechta Fanechta means that they're stama lishma kamasid. Rav Ossai, what does that mean? We didn't explain, spell out yesterday. I think today, in discussing the Talmid and Marsha, it became important to understand what that means. What does Taisus mean when Taisus says that they're stama lishma kamasid? Can anybody just tell me, just explain well Tosis' words? What are Tosis' words? Yes, Yosef Chaim? Yeah, that's what the words kamasid, right. But what does Taisus mean that b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav is mistama l'shma kamasid? What does he mean by that? Yes, Shmuel?
It's referring when they say b'fanei nechtav, it's referring to l'shma.
Very good, that's how I'm learning. I don't know if everybody here agrees with me, but that's how I'm learning like Shmuel. That b'fanei nechtav means l'shma. That's, b'fanei nechtav means that they're testifying that was written l'shma. That's going to be important for us later on. So that's what Tosis learns, that when they say b'fanei nechtav, what they're doing is they're saying as if, as Yosef Chaim pointed out, it's as if they're saying Eidus on l'shma. Then Tosis finishes off with a kasha, v'adam kamon mikton b'fanei nechtav l'shma. So the Gemara itself asks, does it say b'fanei nechtav l'shma? So wait a second, we just got through saying that b'fanei nechtav means l'shma. If I learned Yaakov stand up, if I had learned like the Rishonim who say that the halacha is that the b'fanei nechtav, when we say b'fanei nechtav, what does b'fanei nechtav mean? It means we know the get is kosher. So if we say that the halacha is that's what b'fanei nechtav means, that the get is kosher. If that's so then beautiful. So then, in such a case, the Gemara says, but wait a second, how do we know it also includes l'shma? But now that I'm learning, as Shmuel had said, that b'fanei nechtav means not just that the get is kosher, it's not mechuber, it's not nechtav alive, it means specifically l'shma. So now I have a kasha. What was the Gemara's question, b'fanei nechtav? So, because we know that's what it means l'shma, it doesn't mean anything else. So it explains Tosis, the obvious teres. Nihi, the stama l'shma mashma. It's true that b'fanei nechtav means mistama l'shma. Become okum, kimen ikur, takana mishum l'shma, u'avilein me'emar behedya. You should have said it expressly. So our second sarachiyun yesterday was, at the end of the day, is there any connection between the first part of Tosos, where Rabbeinu Tam learns that l'shma is just referring to all of, just Hilchos L'shma, not all the Hilchos Gittin. And the second part where Tosis challenges Shitas Rashi. Is there a connection between the two? The truth is, I'm thinking now that according to what we just said, this Mamish, I didn't think of this. I spent some time thinking about this question, and I have a Mitalmida Yosef Kulm. Every once in a while, I'm just sitting in front of you and talking with you. Things enter my head that I didn't. Even though I spent 20 minutes beforehand not thinking about it. I've I just dawned on me right now, mamish right now, that when Tosa says, V'hoda amar l'kamon, Tosis is connecting the two issues. In other words, if I learn that b'fanei nechta means all halachos, mechubur, so then in such a case, then the Gemara asks, but wait a second, maybe it has nothing to do with Lishma. And therefore the Gemara say, and if you think it does have to do with Lishma, then it should say, b'fanei nechta Lishma, b'fanei nechta Lishma. So that's the relationship between the top topic and the bottom topic of Tosas. The Tosas is saying that according to the pshat of Stama Lishma, right? If we're learning the halach of Stama Lishma, so then the Gemara's question doesn't make any sense. But if I learn, like the Ve'en Lomar, by the way, the Ve'en Lomar is beferish the Riva in the Tosas Harash. The Riva in the Tosas Harash learns like this, Ve'en Lomar. Let me spell out this, you should write down in your notebook, that what's going to come out is there is a shita that says that when you say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, it's not just for lishma, it's for mechubar nechta b'yom nechta b'layla. That's the Riva. Coming back now to pshat. If you learn like the Riva in the Ein Lomar, so then in such a case, then I understand what the connection between why the Gemara asks, why does it say only b'fanei nechta? Because b'fanei nechta connotates mechubar nechta b'yom nechta b'layla, but maybe it doesn't include lishma. To which then the Gemara answers, no, you're right, we would want to say lishma, but it's too many words. But according to the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that says b'fanei nechta means lishma, so then the Gemara's kasha Tosis asks, does it make sense? That's what I was choshish was the pshat yesterday. When I learned it with you, there was something inside of me that said there must be a connection between the first part of Tosis and the second part of Tosis. But I wasn't able to formulate it. Now, as I was learning it with you, I was able to formulate it. So what happened in between? What happened in between is Yisrael told me the Marasha already addressed the question. So I was thinking along the lines of the Marasha the whole time. But now I'm realizing that there might be another pshat than the Marasha's pshat. That Tosis is pointing out that if you learn like the Riva, so then in such a case the Gemara is going to be smooth. That's what Tosis points out in the end. So there's a connection between the Ve'en Lomar and V'hod Amar L'Kamon. The Gemara L'Kamon that Tosis says doesn't work according to Rabbeinu Tam is going to be smooth according to the Riva. Why? Because according to the Riva, why do you say B'fanei Nechtav? Scream out? For everything. If it's for everything, then the Gemara's Kasha is a good Kasha. How do you even know that there's Lishma over here? Maybe B'fanei Nechtav is only for Mechubar and Nechtav B'yom and Nechtav B'layla. To which the Gemara answers, you're right. It shouldn't be included in the words. B'fanei Nechtav meaning, let's say, Mechubar and Lishma, telling us Lishma. But we have to squeeze into the words B'fanei Nechtav, both Mechubar and Lishma. That's going to be according to the Riva. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's going to come out? What does the word B'fanei Nechtav mean? I agree with Shmuel. B'fanei Nechtav means the words Lishma. So then, Tosis is stuck according to Rabbeinu Tam. And that's going to be the relationship between the first part of Tosis and the second part of Tosis. The V'hod Amar L'Kamon is only going to be Shver according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's only going to be Shver according to Rabbeinu Tam.
The Re, no.
What's that?
Is in the Re.
No, only according to Rabbeinu Tam. Let me spell out what that means, Joe. If you're asking that question, then I need to spell it out. Everybody, I'm explaining again what is Tosis bothered by V'hod Amar L'Kamon. Okay, so everybody knows what I'm referring to. The Tosis asks, V'hod Amar L'Kamon Miktani B'fanei Nechtav U'B'fanei Nechtav L'Shma. What's Tosis asking? Tosis asking, now that Rabbeinu Tam was Mechadish, that B'fanei Nechtav means Lishma, then what's the Gemara's Kasha that it should say Lishma? B'fanei Nechtav only means Lishma, nothing else. According to the Riva I added, it's not a Kasha. Because the Tosis is bothered, the Gemara is bothered. The Gemara is going to be bothered that at the end of the day, what does Befana nechtav kanotein. Befana nechtav kanotein tzmechuber nechtav biyom nechtav belayla. Where do you see l'shma? But according to Rabbeinu Tam, we said befana nechtav means only l'shma. That's what the words mean. So if that's so, so then what's the Gemara's kasha? To which Tosis answers, the Gemara's kasha is, you're right, befana nechtav means l'shma. But if it means l'shma, then we should have that word l'shma at the end. That's how to read Tosis. That's the right way to read Tosis. I see some of the Talmidim are a little confused, and I understand why. How many people have a question, or there's something that's not clear? Yosef Chaim, what's not clear?
I still don't understand
the connection. The connection? Okay. I'll say over again now the connection. I was bothered that Tzarech Iyun at the end of Shir yesterday was, what's the relationship between the first part of Tosis and the second part of Tosis? And that is, in the first part of Tosis, Tosis rejects the idea of the Riva, that Lashma and other Hilchos Gittin are what we're concerned about according to Rav. He says we're only concerned about Lashma. Then, in the second part of Tosis, Tosis comes along and Tosis says that according to Rashi, we're Memela Shailin and Lay. We're Memela Shailin and Lay. So Tosis says, according to Rashi, we're Memela Shailin and Lay, that's wrong. Tosis says, why is that wrong? Because the moment in which he says, Befanai Nechtav, that means Lishma. Like we saw in Rabbeinu Tam, but the Re now said, it makes it sharper. The Re now says the words Befanai Nechtav mean Lishma. And therefore there's no reason to be Shailina. Asks Tosos, if the words Befanai Nechtav mean Lishma, and there's no reason to be Shailinan, so then what was the Gemara's question? Why do you have the word Lishma? There's no need for the word Lishma. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara said, why do you have the word Lishma? Tosis asks, but there's no need for the word Lishma. Why? Because that's what Befana Nechta means. That kasha is only going to make sense according to what the Re and Rabbeinu Tam have developed. The Ainu, that Befanai Nechtav only means Lishma. But according to the Riva, the Gemara's Kash is very beautiful. You're saying that Befanai Nechtav Lishma is going to mean two different things. Befanai Nechtav is going to take care of the Halachos of Mechuber and so on. So wait a second. You should say the word Lishma. Because if you're not going to say the word Lishma, then Befanai Nechtav might be talking about the other halachos. But according, so everything's going to be fine in the Gemara's Kasha. But according to the Re and Rabbeinu Tam, no, everything's not going to be so fine in the Gemara's Kasha. Why is the Kasha not going to be fine? Because Befanai Nechtav means Lishma. So that's difficult. And what's the Gemara's Kasha? But again, according to the Riva, the Gemara's kasha is going to be very smooth, and therefore the Riva is not going to be bothered by the Vahadam Elikamon. So that's why Tosas says Vahadam Elikamon over here, and puts both the Shita of the Riva and Rabbeinu Tam in the same Tosas. Because according to the Riva, that kasha is not going to start. So what comes out is the kasha becomes a nafkamina between the Riva and Rabbeinu Tam, whether that's a good kasha or not. Okay, let's leave it because it's too much of us talking and not enough of the Marsha talking. I want to hear what the Talmidim have to say about it. I do want to hear, and if the Talmidim reject it, the Bli Nedar, I'll come back tomorrow and say over the Talmidim's rejection. As you know also, I like to cover ground. I think it's very, very important to become Talmidim to learn to cover ground. So let's take a look at the Marsha's pshat. The Talmidim worked on well. Some of the Talmidim understood the basic gist of the Marsha, but really didn't understand all of the omic of what the Marsha was bringing out. So let's take a look. So let's do this Marsha well inside. V'divra maskul fi she'ein. Says the Marsha. No, I'm sorry. Lefishe, there are two Lefishe. Okay, I looked at the wrong one. Says the Marsha, Ratza Lomar. He's going on. You know, let's read the whole thing. Lefiche, Bahadur Pirish Bekontris, the Mimela Shailina Lei Yihava Lishma. Ratzaloma. What Tosis means to say, says the Marsha, is the Vadai Iyavi Amrinan Duhu Adim Bishar Hilfos Gitin, Gainan Bekian, Kidabo Lefaresh Lehil. Certainly, if we would learn like the Riva, in other words, that the chash of Ein Bekiyin applies to all Hilfos Get. Al Karachach de Kol Hani Mili Lav Bichlal Bifanei Nechta Stamaninu. Then it must be that Bifanei Nechta doesn't mean Stamal Lishma. You could put in parentheses, as one of the Talmidim said to me, well, that's what he did, he immediately put in parentheses, that's fine. If ever you see a Marasha that's quoting something later on, particularly a Tosis later on, and I gave it to you in the Mar Mekomos, the odds are I'm not going to expect you to know that reference. The Marasha will often bring rayas, and often the raya is not critical to his essential point. So put in parentheses, Kemoshet Kasa Tosis Kamon Gabi Shulo Lishma. Ella Davalon Lefirushe Al Karchach Kipirish Rashi Mimela Shaininu. I'm going to say over the Marsha's words, I'm going to give a translation that I hope would be good enough that would even go into an art scroll Marsha. But still, the words of Marsha are still not going to be clear. Marsha says like this: if I learn like the Riva that the Ein Bekiyin reply applies to all halachos, then I can't learn like Tosas of Stoma. I could only learn like Rashi, Memela Shailinan Lei. That's what the Marsha's statement. Let me say it again. Marsha's words are that if I learn that Ein Bekiyin refers to all halachos, then Bifanai Nechtav has to be done like Rashi Shailina Lei, and it can't be done like Tosis had said as Stama. What's the Marsha say? Yes, Yosef.
And you can't say that Bifanai Nechtav is obviously talking about Lishma if it could mean any other thing also. That.
Why?
Because if it were just saying that you need to say that's for any kind of cover, any kind of psil. Well, then it's for any kind of psil, not just lishma.
Right,
and then that's why you'd have to say like Rashi and say that, and then we have to ask afterwards if it's lishma because it didn't clear it up exactly.
Why?
Because it's covering. It's general.
Why? So why didn't it cover it up? It covered up general. Why can't it cover up general? You're halfway there. Yes, David?
You can't say all Hilchos Kiyin can be learned Stam if he testifies to find that someone happened. You have to ask him individually.
Why?
If it was this.
Why?
Because that's too much of a... That's
maybe the find that stuff means that. Maybe, a lot of the guys said this to me in Seder, but they missed something here. Maybe the words B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav is that the get is kosher. Maybe that's what the words B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav mean, kosher. But maybe Yom, that's why I was very happy to have Shmuel's pshat. Your pshat, Shmuel, just the how to retell us, I think, is going to help us understand the Marsha as well. So the Marsha is saying like this: when Tosas learns that b'fanei nechta means stam l'shma, it means the following: that the understanding of the words b'fanei nechta is that the get was written l'shma. That's what the words mean. If the Riva is right, that we don't know all halachos, if you say b'fanei nechta, you've only taken care of the problem of Shema. You haven't taken care of the problem of Mechubar. However, if you learn like Rashi, that b'fanei nechta is, he's saying, I'm a shliach, I think this get was written well. Come, ask me, clarify. And then Bezdin looks at the get, wait a second, this get has a lot of bark on it. Are you sure that this get wasn't written? It wasn't written mechuber. So Bezin begins to ask a lot of questions. That's fine. But if b'fanei nechta means lishma, then you haven't solved the other problem. That's what the Marsha is saying. Ratzalomar,
Divada Yavamina do what the Mishayotas get the Himikin Kidabal Fierschil, Akar da Kol Hani Mili Labaklava Fane Nefta, Stamaninu. If we're going to say that we're worried about all psulin, so then in such case it can't be included in Bifar Nefta Stamaninu. Kamosh Kasatos, come on. And for that reason, you would have to learn like Rashi. Then Rashi must be right. Because the only way you will take care of the problem of Chubar is by asking them. So Rashi must be right in Bifana Nefta. That's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying that the stoma of Tosfos only makes sense if he's cholik on the Riba. Hence, the Marsha is a second answer to our question, what's the connection between these two Tosfos? They're not two separate Tosfos. Because Tosfos is saying like this. Tosfos is saying, now that I've gotten through rejecting the Riba, many of Talmidim didn't chat this when they learned Marsha. Tosfos is now, the flow of Tosfos, the Marsha is explaining, without telling us, he doesn't use the words, he doesn't say, right, F-L-O-W. He doesn't say he's talking about the flow. There's no Hebrew word for it either. Maybe the Talich of Tosfos. Marsha assumes that you understood that. That's obvious. That's why you have to learn with the Rebbe. So the flow is now understandable. I'm going to say it to you outside, and then I'm going to read you the Marsha's Nakuda in the words of Tosfos itself, Be'ezer Hashem. Marsha says like this, now we understand the flow of Tosfos. First, Tosfos needs to reject the Riva. Once I reject the Riva, once the Riva is being rejected, so then I have the next step. What's the next step? And that is now I could also be cholek on Rashi and Mela Shailin and like. But if you learned like the Riva, then of course Rashi is right the Mela Shailin and like. Hence, first we need to reject the Riva, and then we could reject Shitas Rashi. And the Tosfos now reads like this. Now let's see the Marsha's point in the words of the Tosfos himself. Marsha reads like this. Ve'ein lomar, three lines into the Tosfos. Don't answer my question and say, you're right. See, there's a beautiful confluence over here between pshat and halacha. Tosfos starts off and he asks in pshat, why is Rabba only bothered about Lishma? Tosfos says, and don't give an answer and be mechadesh lahalacha, and say that we're not only worried about Lishma, we're also worried about Mechuber. Don't say that there is that Yisod lahalacha. Elomer, don't say that. Then what happens is, Tosfos gives us two reasons why that's not correct. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, Lishma means, Bifana Nechta, let's start this way, Bifana Nechta means it was written Lishma. Rashi learned that way, I'm not compelled to learn like Rashi. But if I learned like the Riva, then you're right. Then I wouldn't have been able to reject Rashi. So Tosfos first needs to reject the Riva before he learns his pshat that Bifana Nefta means Stama Lishma. Kaftar Vipera. That's going to be the flow according to the Marsha. Yeshmo.
So according to the Riva, what does he hold Bifanachtam ensures others?
According to the Marsha, the Riva holds that Bifanachtam is that Shliach coming along and saying, we're going to see in a moment that Pnei Yeshua will elaborate on that point. The Shliach's going to come along and say, I think that this get is good. And then Beis Din's going to pepper him with questions about the kashrus of the get. And that's going to be Mela Shedlin. That's right.
Okay.
Now, I would just add, there's no echraf about Maven Yavin that Rashi holds that it's all psulim. But the Riva must hold on the Mela Shailina. The Riva has to hold on the Mela Shailina. Yes, yes.
Why does he have to hold on the Mela Shailina?
Because if you hold that the only that the Fanei Nechtav means that it was written l'shma. So then, how have you taken care of the problem of Chubar and Nechtav b'yom and Nechtav b'layla? So that's what the Maharsha is saying. The Rivav must be assuming Mela Shein Lin and Lay. And therefore, Tosa's starting point is Mela Shein Lin and Lay could be right, could be necessary. It's Mukhrach to have the Mela Shein Lin and Lay according to the Rivav. However, I hold that's not Mukhrach. I and the other Bali Tosa hold it's not Mukhrach. Why? Because number one, we're not talking about all the other Psalm, we're only talking about Lishma. If we're only talking about Lishma, so then there's room to say the Fanei Nechtav just means Lishma, that Stama Lishma. That's what the Maharsha is saying. Yes, Yaakov.
Why couldn't you say that we're Shailin and Lay just on Lishma?
You could.
And that.
You could.
And the Shah Halachas, we're just.
You could.
Side and it's,
you could. You could. You, if you listen over to what I said 2 minutes ago, I answered your question when I said that Rashi, there's no echreach that Rashi learns like the Riva, but the Riva has to learn like Rashi. So when Tosis is being cholik on the Riva, he first needs to, when Tosis being cholik, start this way. When Tosis is cholik on Rashi, he needs to first preclude the Riva's position. Because if the Riva is right, then you have to learn like Rashi. So Tosis needs to get rid of the Riva first, and then he's going to be able to disagree with Rashi. But if he agreed with the Riva, then he has to learn like Rashi. Yes?
Why can't everything be...
Shalom, right?
Yeah. Why can't everything be included in Fanechta? Why can't Mechubar, all the different cases be included?
According to Tosis, the words Fanechta mean Lishma. According to Tosis, those words mean Lishma.
Why can the Riva hold differently?
Why can't the Riva hold differently?
Yeah.
Why can't the Riva hold differently than
everything is included in financial?
He can, he does. Oh, in other words, you want us to know. Shalom's saying something else. Shalom's saying good. It's very good. For opening day, it's very, very good. Now I know why I put on my film. Now the reason why I put on my film was because I realize with halacha, I'm not ready for mincha because we're going to the last minute. But there's another. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm uncomfortable saying all the baseball allusions that come to mind. But so let's continue on. So it's a good opening ha'ara. What Shalom is saying is like this: maybe the Riva understands that b'fanei nechtav. Is talk and Fanechta means everything. You could say that. Rush learns that way. You could. Very good. Yeah. Ain't nothing at me. You could learn that way. But at the end of the day.
And that was that food.
Very good. The Tosa Rush does say that, and therefore Shalom is pointing out that there's no Hechreach to the Marsha's point. If the mo. We'll leave that as I'm even young. Very good. Very good. It's a nice ha'ara. But the Maharsha, what's the Maharsha doing? But now you understand, now what I added to the Maharsha becomes very, very important. The Maharsha is explaining what he thinks is the connection between the two parts of Tosas. So the Tosa Rosh might argue Bedasa Riva. But at the end of the day, Maharsha is going to say, but then what's the connection between the two parts of Tosas? So it must be, the Maharsha assumes, it must be, like I had said, Bein Echanami, but it's as the other Talmidim said, Tosa Rosh.
Just to connect the two parts to
right. Right. And that's what you tied is the connection? Yeah. Right, that we have to discuss after Mincha. Okay, very good. The guys are learning well. Baruch Hashem, thank you very, very much. I'd love to hear more of your Ha'aros. But we have to keep on going. It's not there's no mitzvah only to have one daf in the Masechta, or two daf, or three daf in the Masechta. We have to conquer the parent. It's not enough to be mefalfel all day in Tosas. We have to conquer the parent. So let's now go to next Tosas, and then we're gonna come back to the other Tzarekim. Comes along Tosas and Dibar Matzal Fi Shein Bikin L'Shma, and Tosas asks another kasha. I know there are a few points in Rashi that we still haven't finished with, but I believe this is the best way to come to some of these yisodas. Says Tosas, Dimrasel Fishay Mikil Shema. Koshem. To the Kamon Tanyahu Atzmoy Shehevi Gidoy. Einot Sarak Shiyoimar Bifane Nechta Bifane Nechta. Maishnahu Mishlucho. Rabosai, who could tell me what the Gemara says on the Fayyam and Aleph? Who could summarize? Yeshmo?
When the husband himself brings a get, doesn't need to say it.
Very good. That the halacha is why? Why Shmuel finish off?
Because the reason why he would needs to say for the Chodom Nechtam is if the Balaam Ma'areh, but he's not going to be Ma'areh for the get that he's bringing.
And why would he not be Ma'areh? What's the Lashon of the Gemara?
It's like a rhetorical question.
Right, do not get biyadeh. If the husband is holding the get, he's not going to be ma'arer. Okay, so that's a given. That what? And let's just explain dafyomi pshat. Dafyomi pshat would be, is if he's bringing the get right now, so then we don't believe he's going to be ma'arer. He's going to be a fool. He looks like a fool. If somebody else brings a get, then he said, what do I? I don't know. I don't know him from Adam. I don't know what he's talking about. But if he himself, a day ago, 2 days ago, a month ago, a year ago, was the one who brought the get, and everybody knows he brought the get, then he's not going to be married. It's a nice pshat. It's nice. Gemara says that. Says Tosas, it makes a lot of sense up until we get to our Gemara. Says Tosas, kasha del kamon tanya hu atzmi shevi gita, einat sar shem fanefta fanefta. Why would it make a difference? In other words, the dafyomi pshat no longer makes sense. If we're afraid that the get wasn't written lishma, and the svara is that the guy's holding on to it, that was the end of the Gemara. And he's going to come and protest, so we explain about dafyomi pshat that if he brought the get, he's not going to be ma'ariv. Why would not be married? If in the beginning he didn't know halacha lishma, now he does. In other words, you're right. For somebody to bring a get and say, oh, this get is possible, they say, why did you bring such a get? So the guy will say, I'll tell you the truth. I didn't know the halacha lishma. So why we would say, why would you not know the halacha lishma? The answer is that Rabbah said that most people don't know the halacha lishma. So since most people don't know the halacha lishma, v'amei bin yavin, teis l'shitasai, mechuber, he's not going to be bothered by it. Only lishma. So he's going to be say, wait a second, I didn't know the halacha lishma. So now that we have our understanding of Rabbah, v'amei bin yavin, our understanding specifically of a particular psul that they don't know lishma, so now Tosis has a kasha. Now the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Stop to argue about that the get is messed up. That he'll never do. But if people don't know this particular halacha, that people didn't know these halachos, so then, in such a case, the fellow could be able to be ma'ariv. Not because he wants to be difficult, but he simply didn't learn. Answers Tosis. V'omer d'maskina v'samach, we're going to learn shortly, we're going to learn shortly that most people are baki, and stam sofrim know what they know the halachos. V'leka elalaz ba'alma, and therefore the only concern is that the husband's making trouble. V'mistama shelo kedin ya'arer, and a husband is being ma'arer shelo kedin. Tosas now has done something earth-shattering that is very, very logical. First the answer, and then what's earth-shattering. Tosas says like this. The Gemara is going to change its mind. The Gemara is going to say that most people are baki lishma. Says Tosas, when the Gemara changes its mind, the Gemara has entered a totally different world. What's the world? The world that we believe that every get is kosher. Then why do we say b'fayin echtav, b'fayin echtav? We believe every get is l'shema. Why do we say b'fayin echtav? because of bad husbands. Laz means bad husbands. Laz means the husbands that make their way into the Jewish week. That's what Laz means. So if Laz means those situations, sometimes they're wrong. Not only bad husbands, but other things too. But Laz means the bad husband. So if that's what the Laz is talking about, so then we no longer have Tosis's kasha. What was Tosis's kasha? Tosis's kasha was that on daf hey, why don't we say that the husband says, "Oh, I didn't learn Hilchos Lishma, sincere husband." But what did we say? We're not worried about that anymore. Once we learn the bottom of Beis and the Beis. And the teretz to the question is that on daf hey we already assume like the bottom of Beis and the Beis. And on the bottom of Beis and the Beis, we say that we're not worried really about a husband who didn't learn Lishma. The only thing we're worried about is a bad husband. So if the only thing we're worried about is Laz, the bad husband, so then we're not concerned about someone who said, "Oh, I didn't know the halachos." That we changed our mind. We entirely changed our mind. That's Tosis' question. That Tosis' teretz. Anybody need clarification on Tosis' question and answer? So far, so good. Yes, clarification. Good. There's nothing wrong with hafuch. It's called learning when you say you don't understand.
No, it's not that. There's something wrong with the last Tosfos into this Tosfos. Because how can anyone ever say, "I don't know"? Because there's no thing as not knowing. Everyone knows, it's just they didn't accept it yet. They weren't mekabel this whole thing of Lishma.
No. So what happens is, he never went to the wrong yeshiva. He went to a yeshiva that didn't teach him Hilchos Tznius. It was out of the Shulchan Aruch. So he didn't. He went to the wrong yeshiva that didn't teach him the halachas of Gittin. That's what happened. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I feel like this is like too much of comparing of other cards that we haven't even learned yet, so I don't know if I should
ask
question.
But go ahead.
Question on Ham and Aleph. It talks about Lalcha Shalom though.
Let's leave Lalcha Shalom. Lalcha Shalom is a word by itself. We'll get there with that. I'm having nightmares from it, but we're gonna get there, Bezer Hashem. Bezer Hashem. My version of Rav Ron. Maybe he has happier dreams. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm mixing the two, but if we learn like this Tosfos, and then we learn what the Marsha said about Rashi, then what's the point of Rashi saying B'fananechem? We said the point of B'fananechem is to say, "I think." There's no thinking, it's Stam Kosher as of right now.
So therefore,
you should never need to say B'fananechem, because we already assume.
No, we only assume.
We already assume the starting point.
So that the Gemara says is we're choshish for the meat. Why we're choshish for the meat is a separate question. The Gemara tells us we're choshish for the meat to preclude the husband's loss. Maybe I'm not understanding what you're asking. I still have a lot more to do, Rabbi Osei. Let's keep on moving. What Tosis does is earth shattering. What Tosis is doing, it's earth shattering, is that what Tosis has pointed out, and it's pshat. What Tosis is bringing home a very, very important pshat issue. And that is what we understand on the top of Beis on the Beis, and what we understand on the bottom of Beis on the Beis are two entirely different things. On the top of Beis on the Beis, we thought that there was a real chash of lishma. On the bottom of Beis on the Beis, says Tosis, we're not really concerned about a real chash of lishma. Correct? That's what changes. There are a lot of points that emerge from this. Number one. Points out the Pnei Yoshua. It's beautiful again. Rashi's going to again be Lishitasa. Anybody want to take a stab at it? As Rashi going to be Lishitasa? Go ahead, Eli.
Is
Rashi
talking about the difference between the two Rashi?
Once again? Yeah.
So here, before, when we still did not yet know that he was the Rekin Lishma and Medev Daik. So that's why he said that we should be Shailinon. But now that we know, by guys, we already know that they are Bikin and that he's made a daik, so therefore he can throw in the Inami.
Okay. I'm looking for the following. I'm looking for why would Tosis' teretz not work according to Rashi? Tosis' teretz is only going to be Al Pishitasa. Yaakov Tzvi, you want to take a shot at it?
Hold that. After here, we have a real chashash on the Yetzel.
That's right. Very good. So I want you to show me in the words. Show me in the words what you want to say.
So Rashi says that the Baal comes and claims, I guess, that he found and that he found the get.
We're going to be afraid that the get was found and was written for another couple, not for bad husbands. We're not afraid about bad husbands. So what could happen is that, again, this halacha of Lishma might not have been in their Shulchan Aruch. According to Tosfos, what emerged is all the Shulchan Aruch everybody knew. The only thing that's left is that there are bad husbands. If that's so, so then a husband that brings it is never going to be Moche. Because he's not going to make himself look like a bad husband if he himself brought it. He's not going to come back and say something that's not consistent with what he did before, as the Gemara says. And therefore, a bad husband, that's not going to be a chash once he brings the get. Because the whole chash of a fine echtam, is to shut up the bad husbands. That's the goal according to Tosas. Only Laz, that's our only concern. But what Shitas Rashi? Shitas Rashi b'fanechtam is that there still is a part in Shulchan Aruch that we're afraid that people are not aware of. No longer that Sofrim don't know Shulchan Aruch. The Sofrim will know Shulchan Aruch. But there are some people that are not going to know that they can't use another get that they found. The sofer might know all of Hilchos Lishma, but the people and the husbands might not. So why are we no longer concerned, asks Tosos, according to Rabbah, that a husband's going to come and he's going to give a get, and then someone, he's discussing with someone the get, and then he's going to say, did you get a sofer to write you the get? He said, no, I found a get. That Shmo was Gishma. So then, what's the pshat in the Gemara Daf Hei Amud Aleph? The Gemara in Daf Hei Amud Aleph says we're not worried about any husband. We should be worried about a husband coming along saying, I didn't know Hilchos Lishma. According to Taisus Lishitasam, that learns that's only Laz. So now we've solved the problem. Again, how have we solved the problem? Because if the only issue is a bad husband, so then the Gemara says, the only time we're going to be concerned about a bad husband, the husband doesn't himself is not going to look stupid. He's going to be able to be bad and not stupid. But the Gemara says he's not going to look stupid if he's going to bring in a get and then he's going to be ma'arer. So then we've taken care of all problems. A husband who brings a get, there's no reason to find nechta find nechta. He's not going to make himself look stupid. When do you have to say find nechta find nechta? When you're concerned about laz. The only time you're concerned about the laz is when the husband himself didn't bring it in. However, when it comes to Shitas Rashi, we still have this chashash. Let's take a look and see this in the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua makes this point beautifully. says the Pnei Yoshua, B'divar Masna Pishayim B'kim. Kosvu Kein L'shitasam L'chol HaSugya. Tosis writes this, L'shitasam L'chol HaSugya. Dileka Elolaz Ba'al Mashiyar Lomash HaSosher K'savu L'Islami. Va'edim lo yibikin l'shma v'im kein ha'iru shelo kedin da'anan yedin an deruba bikin ma she'en kein l'pirish rashi d'rabbanan hu da'atzruchu mishum di'ika d'ashkach k'so v'omeid im kein ha'iru hu'iru gomor l'fso min adin. According to Rashi, the iru is not stamalaz, it's to say that how do we know the get is not possible? According to Rashi, Tosis' question repeats itself. How is he any different than his shliach? In other words, according to Rashi, maybe the guy is going to realize that the get wasn't written in Lishma. He didn't know about it. How was the get not written in Lishma? Rov Sofrim, no Lishma. But he himself found the get. The Ashkach. So that's the Pnei Yoshua points out that according to Rashi, we're not going to have an answer to Tosis's Tash. One more point before we begin the halacha. the Bnei Yehoshua is going to use the Tosis as Yesod to explain the Stira in Rashi. Even according to Rashi, Tosis is correct in that there has been a fundamental switch between the top of Beis Amud Aleph and Beis Amud Beis. The switch is not going to be the way Tosis had learned, but even Rashi is going to learn that there is a switch. Who could explain if we were masber what the switch is according to Tosis? According to Rashi, what changes between the top of Beis Amud Aleph and the bottom of Beis Amud Beis? The answer is that on top of Beis Amud Aleph, we're afraid even that Sofrim don't know the Shema. We're afraid that most gittin are not written Lashma. On the top of Beis Amud Aleph. On the bottom of Beis Amud Beis, we say, no. Rov gittin are written Lashma. There's this one case of Ashgach that we're concerned about. That's what changes. Comes along the Pnei Yehoshua, and Pnei Yehoshua says, that is why Rashi on Gimel Amud Aleph says both Stama Mishailina and Rashi on Beis Amud Beis says Shailina. Anybody want to try why? You know what? I think the best thing is to leave off. I'm going a little slower than usual, but I see the Talmidim are learning well. So I think the best thing is I see everybody's thinking. I see Baruch Hashem, that every single person, that there's something very, very special. I just want to capture this moment in a bottle. Every single person in this room was on mill today, which is amazing. It's something very, very special. Halavai, that it should continue for the rest of this month. I have, Dwi Ayinara, every single person learning together. It's amazing. It's Bechinas Gan Eden. Because sometimes Ramesha could be made that I complain when I don't have everybody with me. So it's something very, very, very special. And because you're being on mill, I'd rather leave off. Let you work on this question. I already set you up that based on what we were Megala, which Tosis and Megala is Pshat in the Gemara, we could also answer the Stira and Rashi, which then is going to bring up another point. Yisrael had a good kash on the Pnei Yehoshua, which I think I want to ask because I see the Talmud. If you work on this tonight, you do Chazar, then you'll be ready to struggle with Yisrael's kasha. Yisrael had an interesting kasha on the Pnei Yehoshua that I want to hear not only Yisrael's opinion, I want to hear the opinion of 30 people about this kasha. And then, Be'ezer Hashem, we will go on to another point or two, and then go on. I was planning to get to everything by the end of today, but it's fine. I see the Talmidim are learning well, and then that's fine that we slowed up a drop. But my goal is that, Amir Tzeh Hashem, tomorrow we're ready to finish up the Stira and Rashi, and then I'm planning to do with you tomorrow, Amir Tzeh Hashem, is Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil, May Beinayu, Zaisua Beitrei, and then Amir Tzeh Hashem, by the beginning of next week, I hope to be doing with you one of the most famous sugyas in Shas. Two famous sugyas in Shas. And that's the sugya of Eid Echad, and the sugya of Ischazik Yisur. These are beautiful, beautiful sugyas in Shas. Would the Talmidim like, be honest with me, to have a minute break before Halacha? Is that a preference? Or to go, yes? So we'll have a 60 second.